In this session, we continue the history of marriage ministry from the Reformation to the modern era. The Reformation brought renewed attention to marriage, family, vocation, and household discipleship. Reformers such as Martin Luther and John Calvin emphasized that marriage was not a second-class life for less spiritual people. Marriage was a holy calling. Family life mattered. Household discipleship mattered. Ordinary Christian life mattered. This was important because some traditions had treated celibacy as a higher spiritual estate than marriage. The Reformers did not reject singleness as a gift, but they strongly recovered the dignity of marriage as a God-given calling. For the wedding minister, this matters. Marriage ministry is not a lesser ministry. Serving a bride and groom as they enter covenant marriage is holy work. The Reformation also strengthened the idea that the household was a place of Christian formation. Fathers, mothers, children, servants, neighbors, pastors, and congregations all had roles in the life of faith. Marriage was connected to worship, teaching, discipline, work, sexuality, hospitality, and public responsibility. In this sense, wedding ministry is not merely ceremony ministry. It is household ministry. The wedding minister serves the beginning of a new household before God. The modern era brought new challenges. Marriage became increasingly shaped by romance, individual choice, civil law, economic change, mobility, divorce patterns, and changing cultural expectations. Many couples today come to the wedding with complicated family histories, cohabitation patterns, sexual history, remarriage questions, blended family realities, and limited church connection. This does not mean the wedding minister should become harsh. It means the wedding minister must become wise. The biblical foundation remains. In Matthew 19:6 WEB, Jesus says, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." In Hebrews 1:34 Webb, Scripture says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all." These truths do not disappear because culture changes, but the way ministers serve couples must be attentive to real-life situations. A wedding minister today may need to discuss premarital preparation, family systems, remarriage, civil license requirements, church policies, sexual expectations, financial stress, emotional maturity, and post-wedding support. This is where ministry sciences helps. Good ministry needs structure. A wedding minister needs a first meeting process, a ceremony planning process, a covenant vow process, a referral plan, a civil responsibility checklist, and a follow-up rhythm. The modern wedding minister also has the opportunity to recover something many couples have lost: the connection between wedding day and marriage discipleship. The wedding day is not the finish line. It is the public beginning of covenant life. That is why Christian Leaders Institute can offer formation pathways such as Christian marriage growth, romance officiant training, ministry courses, coaching foundations, chaplaincy foundations, and other resources that help couples and ministers keep growing. So, what has remained constant through history? God created humanity, male and female. Marriage joins one man and one woman in covenant before God. The bride and groom are embodied souls, not ceremony consumers. The church has a responsibility to honor marriage. The household is a place of discipleship. The minister serves the covenant, not just the ceremony. What has changed? Cultural expectations, legal systems, family structures, and social pressures have changed across time. But the wedding minister's calling remains rooted in Scripture and Christian witness. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And in the modern era, we need wedding ministers who are historically grounded, biblically clear, pastorally wise, legally aware, and ready to serve marriages before, during, and after the wedding day.